Today on Let's Talk Butte, we continue our conversation with Paddy Dennehy. Paddy grew up in Centerville and spent most of his career in the Carpenters Union. He started out in Butte with Carpenters Union Local No. 112, which was the same union that built the Carpenters Union Hall in 1906, the building which today houses many of Butte's remaining unions and our radio station KBMF. That union, the 112, no longer exists, as it was consolidated with all the other carpenters unions in Montana in the late 90s into what is now the Local 82, Montana's statewide carpenters union. We'll get more into how that happened and why later in the show. When I sat down with Paddy to do his oral history, I knew that he had worked on the Carpenters Union Hall in the early 1990s and began the renovation work that our radio station carries on today. I was excited to speak with someone who'd come before me in the work of fixing this old building, so I started out by asking him about the union in general. Paddy had left Butte for a while, and when he came back, the Carpenters Union wasn't even meeting in the Carpenters Hall anymore. I asked him what the Local 112 was like in those days, around 1990. Paddy Dennehy says his efforts to revitalize Carpenters Union Hall in the early 1990s were met with some criticism, but also support. Paddy's critical of the International Carpenters Union, and specifically the Pacific Northwest Regional Council of Carpenters, because they later initiated a long legal battle concerning the building. For a bit of background, it's important to note that the Carpenters Union Hall has never been owned by the Carpenters Union. It's kind of a tricky distinction, but the building is actually owned by a private corporation called Carpenters Union Hall Incorporated. This was formed by the original union in Butte in order to keep the business of the building separate from the business of the union itself. Now, Paddy Dennehy was the business agent for Carpenters Union Local 112 in Butte from about 1984 to 1996. A couple years after he left and went back east to work, the International Carpenters Union came into Butte and said they were consolidating all the locals in the state into a single union, the Local 82. As the consolidation played out, the International asserted that they had ownership over all the buildings and all the assets of the local unions. The Butte Union fought back against that and took the matter to court. I'll let Paddy take it from here. This is Let's Talk Butte, and today we're talking about the recent history of the Carpenters Union Hall, Montana's oldest labor temple and the home of our radio station. When we come back, we'll hear more about Paddy Dennehy's efforts to renovate the building beginning in the early 1990s, work that carries on today on the upper floors of the building. Stay with us. Paddy was adamant that the International Carpenters Union leadership, along with their regional entities like the Pacific Northwest Regional Council, don't understand unionism the way he knew it growing up and working in Butte. I asked him to explain that difference. That's Paddy Dennehy today on Let's Talk Butte, interviewed as part of the Verdigris Project at the Butte Silver Bow Archives. His distaste for the International Carpenters Union, as opposed to the local 112 Carpenters Union that operated in Butte for nearly a century, comes from the evidence you see today of severely diminished union power in Montana and across the country. Furthermore, that lawsuit about the building itself demonstrated the hostile approach the Pacific Northwest Regional Council took towards smaller local unions. When it was all said and done, the local corporation kept the building but gave up most of the cash that the regional council had taken from their bank account. In 2013, when the lawsuit was settled, Carpenters Union Hall Incorporated lost $46,303 to the International Union as part of the settlement. In exchange, they kept a building in need of serious repair, which today is finding new life through the work of this radio station and the Butte America Foundation. Our 7th annual Day of Action is coming up on Saturday, April 24th. If you'd like to come help us finish the work on the third floor, give us a call at 491-1432. You can also email to gm@buteamericaradio.org to find out more about how you can help us finish the restoration of the hall. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Let's Talk Butte. You can hear this and other episodes again at buteamericaradio.org. For KBMF, I'm Clark Grant. Thanks for listening.